Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's it going?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, busy day in sports. You know, we're going to talk about the NBA Finals, the epic battle between the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the reigning, defending world champion Golden State Warriors. We're going to talk about that as this game's going to go down later tonight in the epic Game 7 series. Winner takes all on Father's Day. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about the other NBA rumors involving the Knicks and Derrick Rose, what we think about that. The Mets and the Yankees' current state in baseball. Also, you know, we're also going to talk about the WWE pay-per-view event. You know, the Money in the Bank, which also is going to come, also going to air live on WWE Network later tonight. But of course, more importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about these sports topics and more. Unfortunately, the business, we gotta, we gotta talk about the tragic events that happened in Orlando. First it was, the young singer, being killed by a crazed gunman who supposedly, labeled as a fan. Of course, I'm talking about the former, the voice, Christina Grimmie. And then, of course, the horrific, shooting, at the Pulse nightclub, also in Orlando, that happened, last week, which claimed the life of 49 people and injured 53. And then afterwards, you also have the tragic alligator killing the 2-year-old kid, also in Orlando and Disney World. So all these, crazy incidents happen in Orlando all at once. But it's my heart goes out to all the victims and their families in all of these incidents. What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah, man, it's been crazy what happened with the shooting in Orlando, with that psychopath entering that nightclub, killing 49 people, and the guy being a guy supposedly struggling with his sexuality. They're saying that he had gay apps on his phone. He had seen gay men. So seems like a guy who's confused and psycho at the same time. And the terrorists, he pledged allegiance to ISIS. So he's a terrorist. Good thing he came out of this is that he ended up dead. After this 3-hour standoff with police, but still had 49 people lose their lives because of this psychopath. Which is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Again, my sincere condolences, to the family of all the people who were affected by the Pulse shooting. I mean, it's unthinkable, but unfortunately, these horrible tragedies are the norm nowadays, and this terrorist, which obviously we're not going to mention his name because we're not going to give him or, people, who do these criminal acts any publicity. So basically this guy, he went into the nightclub with the intent of killing all these people. Yeah. And I mean, it's very sickening and sad what a depraved mind is capable of doing.
Yeah,
one person took away all those lives and affected the lives of so many people. I mean, in an instant. Imagine if he would have did something productive with his life. How many lives he could have touched? But instead, he was filled with hatred and he wanted to kill people. And now he's gonna deal with judgment, in the afterlife for what he did.
Yeah,
but
freaking crazy guy, man.
It is. I mean, there's no way around it, man. It's crazy. And then you have this, other nut, killing Christina Grimmie, a young girl who made a name for herself, who was actually doing something positive with her life, and this nut job just comes in and kills her for no reason.
Yep.
I mean, it's It's, I mean, it's tragic. I'm speechless. I mean, what a crazy world we live in, man. I don't even know what to say, man. And then you have this incident also in Orlando, which tied back to the Pulse nightclub shooting. Apparently his recent wife, according to reports, said that he was planning on doing a shooting in Disneyland, which is also in Orlando, where the alligator incident happened with the little boy who got, you know, killed by the alligator, you know.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say, man.
Yeah, my condolences go out to all the families of these victims.
I know, man. It's just... this is really, really messed up, man. I just want to, you know, again, offer my condolences to all the families affected, you know, by all these, you know, tragic events. But, you know, there's no perfect segue, but we're gonna move on and talk about this epic NBA Finals coming up, you know, between the Warriors and the Cavaliers. You know, LeBron James tonight, he has a chance to finally fulfilled his prophecy of trying to bring NBA title to Cleveland. And as you know, if the Cavaliers do win this epic Game 7 after falling down, you know, to a 3-1 deficit, this would be the first title in the city of Cleveland since the Cleveland Browns, of the NFL. In 1964.
It's been a while.
I know. So, a lot of stuff is on his shoulder. Try to bring that title back. I mean, this was his reason for coming back. This was his decision to come back to the Cavaliers after he made the decision to leave Cleveland in chase of the easy route of winning a championship with the Miami Heat, where he won back-to-back titles with the Heat, you know, forming the Big Three with him, Wade, and Bosch, which as a result, LeBron James has played in 6 consecutive NBA Finals, won 2 of them, and he's going to try to win a third, coming up tonight. But the Warriors and Stephen Curry, they have other plans. They plan on trying to get a repeat and, bring the title back, they're trying to keep the title since they're defending the title and try to win back-to-back seasons to cap off an impressive season where they won 73 regular season games. So either way you slice it, this is an epic, classic Game 7 game right here.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great game tomorrow. I can't wait. And I think it's going to be close. But I think in the end, I think Golden State, being at home, in front of that crowd, I think they're going to edge out the Cavaliers, and they're going to retain the title tomorrow.
I think so too. Normally, I would, because right now the momentum is on Cavaliers' side, But I'm sticking with my pick. I thought the Warriors would win in six. Obviously, I'm a little wrong here. So, you know, the Warriors being at home, you know, trying to defend the title, you know, I think they'll pull it off. Not to mention to cap off this impressive regular season that they had.
Yeah.
You know, this regular season overall was impressive. But if they don't win it, man, they're going to be like the 2001 Seattle Mariners of baseball. You know, you got an impressive season, but you didn't win the title.
Yeah,
you know,
or the Patriots also.
Oh, yes, right. Also the Patriots of, you know, a few years ago when they lost to the Giants. That's even a more perfect analogy. Because they lost in the Super Bowl, in the big game. So, right there, you know, Warriors, man. If they don't win tomorrow, if they don't win later tonight, all the stuff they did will be for nothing. You know, nobody
knows
second place.
Yeah, and you know, despite the outcome of tomorrow's game, you know, the MVP of the series should go to LeBron James, regardless, because. And this guy has been dominating. This guy is averaging, like, over 30 points a game.
Absolutely.
Over 7 rebounds, over 7 assists. And this guy's, you know, been dominating this series since last year. You know, so even if the Warriors win tomorrow, I think LeBron should get the MVP. I don't think there's been an MVP of the losing team in the NBA Finals since Jerry West back in the 70s, you know, so it's been a while, but I think that award should go to LeBron despite whatever happens tomorrow. Or later today, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, it could definitely happen. I mean, he's definitely dominated this series, man.
Yeah.
Especially game six. I mean, nobody could have touched him.
Yeah, 41 points. Yeah.
Speaking of Game 6, you know, first time ever Stephen Curry lost his cool, you know, after he got ejected, you know. He finally got ejected, you know.
He was mouth guarding the fan. Fan happened to be the son of one of the Cavaliers'
owners. Yep. So, yeah, that was... You know, bad timing and bad aiming, you know, but rightfully so, you know, he lost his cool. And now there's a lot of conspiracy theorists who are thinking the NBA Finals is rigged because, I mean, even though I felt the series was going to go six, but, you know, the NBA would love, there's no doubt about it. The NBA would love to see this series go to game seven. And here we are. It's game seven.
Yeah, I don't think it is rigged. You know, I doubt it.
The only way how it could be rigged is if the NBA refs, like that referee that got fired a few years ago, who claimed that the NBA was rigged, unless if there's another crooked ref or refs in there, unless if Vince McMahon secretly owned the NBA, you know, it's in the up and up. You know, it does look fishy that the Cavs did come back from a 3-1 deficit, but it happens, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Cavs have just been playing better.
Yeah. So you got to give them credit and may the best team win, because this is going to be a great Father's Day gift, because as you know, LeBron and, you know, Stephen, they're both dads, so. You know, this would be the ultimate Father's Day gift, getting the title, winning this NBA title. So, you know, good luck. I'm hoping the Warriors win, but as a Knicks fan, I don't have a dog in a fight. But, you know, I like to see Warriors win it again. But if the city of Cleveland finally wins a title, you know, I'll be happy for the fans. I wouldn't say. Yeah. Much so for LeBron, because he took his ball and left and went, you know, took his talent to Miami. But, you know, he's back, and he has a chance to fulfill his prophecy of being the king and bringing the title to Cleveland.
Definitely.
What's your thoughts? You think Warriors are going to win, and who would you like to see win?
Yeah, I think tomorrow it's going to be a close game, but I think Warriors are going to edge the Cavs out, and they're going to win tomorrow. And you know, I could see Cavs winning. I wouldn't be surprised, but my pick all along since the series started was the Warriors, so I'm sticking with that.
Me too. But yeah, with Cavaliers tying this series with all the momentum shifting towards the Cavs, yeah, I was wavering in my pick, but I think Warriors being at home, being the defending champions, you know, they still got something to prove that, you know, they could put away this team, because Cavs, you know, they're making noise, you know, they're not going away. You know, we knew this series would be competitive. You know, the Warriors were dominating early on. Now we're here, we're in Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a magical Game 7. And it will, like you said, it will be a close game. I'd be shocked if it was a blowout. This will be an epic Game 7. And I look forward to seeing it.
Should be fun.
No doubt about it. And shifting gears to, well, in staying in the NBA, there's rumors that the Knicks might acquire Derrick Rose. Well, you know, we all know how talented Derrick Rose is, you know, with the Bulls, you know, his hometown team. But the problem with him is that he's always injury, you know, he's injury prone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy, I mean, he's a former Rookie of the Year, former NBA MVP, but this guy, he can never stay healthy. There's a lot of red flags if the Knicks do pull off this trade. Common sense would say don't do this trade, but I'll tell you why I would take a gamble on him. And this sounds crazy. Only if it's a salary dump. If we have to give up, like, you know, some talented players on our team, you know, obviously we know Melo is not going to go in the trade. We obviously know Kristaps Porzingis is not going in this trade. But if they get rid of some people like Grant and, some people on the team who play their role, serviceably on this team, then I say don't do it. But if you could do a salary dump and you don't have to give up a lot to get him and he's on his walk here, I say, hey, you know, maybe he could provide a spark. But then again, you do have Connolly, who's going to be a free agent. And then I think the next year after that, you're going to have Westbrook. And I think obviously Rose would be a free agent also, and some other worthy choices. And then you also have Rondo being a free agent this year too. So, we don't necessarily have to make this trade because this trade has bust written all over it because, you know, Rose can never stay healthy.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, I think we should go into Conley because Conley right now, you know, he's just 1 year older than Rose. They're close to the same age. Rose is 27 and Conley's 28. Conley, he shows he's a winner. And he's taken Memphis to, what, 4 or 5 playoff appearances? Maybe 6, I forget. He plays great defense, clutch player. You know, he's not as injury-prone as D-Rose, although Connolly did miss some games last year because of a knee. But other than that, he's played in over 66 to 70 games every year. I don't know. I just don't trust Rose. I see Rose as another Marbury, Steve Francis, Amari Stoudemire, you know, all those great players who came to the Knicks, you know, they're in their decline, you know, and we see what happened with them, you know. So this would just be another player like that.
That's a very good point.
And do Knicks want to head in that same direction again? I mean, it's like every time we do this, you know.
That's true. The only time we didn't do it is when Allen Iverson was available, and Dolan stopped Isaiah from picking him up. You know, towards the end of Iverson's year, and then I think that's when he went back to 76ers to end his career. So yeah, you're right. This is definitely looks like an Isaiah Thomas type of deal with the Knicks if they do acquire him, because there's a lot of red flags, you know, with him being, you know, always injured all the time. So you make a very valid point about that.
Yeah, I go after Conley. I mean, Conley, I think he will be more valuable to the Knicks than Rose will. And, do you want to wait for Westbrook next year? You know, Westbrook is going to command a lot of money. Can Knicks afford to pay him when he's available?
If you had a choice between trading for Rose and signing Rondo, what would you do?
Offensively, Rondo's not Rose. You know, he is a better passer, and more natural point guard than Rose. But I'd actually go for Rose over Rondo, to be honest with you.
I would agree. I would definitely agree with that.
I think Rose's Rondo's stock has declined since he's left Boston. He's not the same player for some reason.
Yeah, definitely. Then he was with three guys who are possible Hall of Famers on the team. All the pressure wasn't on him.
Yeah, exactly.
So that could be a obvious factor.
Again, I would go with Conley. That's the guy I would go after. Try to sign him.
Yeah, hopefully they'll do it. We'll find out in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because the draft's gonna not the draft the what was I gonna say the you know the free agency is gonna start in early June not January July I should say.
Yeah.
So something to look forward to. Hopefully Knicks will finally get a good player for a change, and not a guy who's washed up. But what was I gonna say? Shifting gears. Let's talk Money in the Bank. Let's get some predictions here. Trying to think of some of these matches going on.
Well, the main match, the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, but we're going to get to that quickly. We're going to get – okay, so let's start with the tag team. I'm kind of torn. I think Vargas might defeat the New Day.
Who are they fighting again?
Vaudevillains, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, and Enzo Amore and Big Kaz.
Oh, that's a fatal four-way, right?
Yeah, for the tag team titles.
That's a good one. I think New Day's going to retain as hell. You know, I think if they're going to lose the title, it's going to be a SummerSlam. I don't think they're going to lose it right now.
It's a possibility.
I think they're going to retain
it. I like New Day. I hope they retain it. But, or it could even be Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, since they formed the modern day version of the Bullet Club, which they're just calling the club right now.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Let's see.
I'll stick with my New Day pick.
I hope you're right. I'm going to pick. What's the name of that other team? The Vaudevillains to win. United States Championship. Rusev versus Titus O'Neil. Rusev I think we'll win.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Well, that's a tough one. They didn't even face a strong push lately.
That's true.
I think Titus is going to upset
him. Does win, but
I think Titus is going to win.
I hope so, but I think Rusev is going to defend it with him, and then maybe the next time they face each other, O'Neal might win. But, yeah, I hope you're right. Then there's the Divas tag team, Charlotte versus Charlotte and Dana Brooke versus Natalya and Becky. Probably Natalya and Becky Lynch, since the title's not on the line. So I think they'll give the faces the victory. So the champ will lose since the title's not on the line.
Yeah, I'm going with Charlotte and Dana on this one. This would be Dana's. No, well, Dana has fought already, right?
Yeah, this would be her first pay per view match.
First pay per view, yeah. I don't see her losing first pay per view match. I think her and Charlotte will win.
I think they'll lose because the title is not on the line. This is like the only chance they have on a pay per view to make Charlotte lose something, but losing the title. So
yeah.
I think Charlotte will lose. Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin for the 15th million time.
Yeah, these guys are always fighting.
I don't care who wins. I'll say Dolph Ziggler, but I really don't care.
I'll go with Baron Corbin because Ziggler, if I remember, ended his streak. I think Corbin's going to get revenge for that.
You know what? You're right. I mean, you convinced me, man, because there's no Ziggler gets nothing out of this either, other than retribution. Baron Corbin, I mean, he's an up and coming guy. You know, he needs these wins that he's had over Ziggler more than Ziggler does. So yeah, you convinced me on live podcast to change my mind. Corbin will win.
Yeah, I think Corbin.
Cruz.
Yeah, I'm going with Cruz also.
Same reason. Young guy versus veteran needs the wins more. Kickoff match, Lucha Dragons versus Dudley Boys. I guess Dudley Boys, because Dudley Boys haven't won anything, really. Every time they feud with Enzo and Big Cass, they always lose. So
yeah.
I think the Dudley Boys need a victory for a change. So, yeah, Dudley Boys will win.
Yeah, I think Dudley's will win, too.
Let's see. The Money in the Bank match. This is the match I'm really looking forward to. Kevin Owens versus Jericho versus Dean Ambrose, Sami Zayn, Cesaro, and Alberto Del Rio. To me, anybody other than Alberto Del Rio winning will be a bonus. Here's who I think will win. I think Kevin Owens will win. I would prefer to see Dean Ambrose win because right now he's my favorite guy right now in the WWE right now. But I think Kevin Owens will win or Bray Wyatt will win because if my memory serves me right, in the beginning they were saying that it was going to be a 7-man ladder match. And then ever since that Raw episode weeks ago, then they just kept mentioning a 6-man tag team match without any explanation. So maybe Bray Wyatt might be a surprise entry. And if that does happen, then Bray Wyatt will win. Either way, a heel will win this Money in the Bank. So if Bray Wyatt is not involved, then Kevin Owens will win it and be the heel guy with the Money in the Bank briefcase. Chris Jericho won't win, even though he created the concept. Yeah, I don't see Jericho as them making Jericho as a champion, anymore. It'd be nice to see him, you know, be a champion as a good guy, but I know he's a heel. That's not going to happen. And I'd love to see but the person I'd love to see, like I said, would be Dean Ambrose winning it. It'd be interesting. If Dean Ambrose does somehow find a way to win, and I'm hoping he does, then I think he would cash in the Money in the Bank and make it a triple threat match between Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins in the main event. Who I think will win? I think Roman Reigns will retain. They'll make it similar to the AJ Styles match. It'll go back and forth, but by the by the skin of his teeth, Roman Reigns will miraculously win the title, even though everybody and their mother knows he will win the title because they're making him out to be the second coming of John Cena. So Roman Reigns will retain the title. Your thoughts?
I think Roman Reigns will win this. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if Rollins finds a way. But I think, above all, I think Roman Reigns will win the championship. So I think if he's going to lose, it'll probably be at SummerSlam or Survivor Series even.
I'd say most realistically would be Survivor Series. But yeah, like you said, I could see him losing at SummerSlam at the earliest. But yeah, I think he'll retain, definitely. If Dean Ambrose does win the Money in the Bank, it would be really awesome to see. This would be the perfect scenario: Rollins defeat Roman Reigns, and then Dean Ambrose defeat Rollins, and then you would see for the first time ever that all three members would finally win the title. But on the same night, all three Shield members at one point were the champion, which would be interesting. That would be an interesting tidbit to see.
That could very well happen.
I don't think that'll happen. I hope Dean Ambrose walks out as the Money in the Bank winner and the WWE champion, World Heavyweight Champion, because as we all know, next month they're gonna have a brand split, and most likely they're gonna have another. Title with the brand split, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see Dean Ambrose become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, but that remains to be seen. So far, WWE doesn't like to be... The last time WWE wasn't predictable was when Daniel Bryan won the title at WrestleMania, because, I mean, obviously the fans wanted it. They wanted Randy Orton and Batista to fight for the title. And because of CM Punk leaving and the fans, you know, really protesting WWE to give Daniel Bryan the chance, with their hands tied, they made Daniel Bryan defeat Triple H in the opening match of the WrestleMania. And then he defeated the other two members of Evolution and Batista for the title. And that was like the last great WWE moment, you know, at WrestleMania, in my opinion. Because all these other matches, these last year or two, away from Seth Rollins' accomplishment, you know, cashing in the Money in the Bank WrestleMania. That was a huge moment. And, I mean, if WWE was real, a lot of people would do that in real life. I mean, if I was a champion... If I was the Money in the Bank holder, you better believe I'm cashing in at WrestleMania to guarantee I have a main event shot at winning the title, which is something not even my all-time favorite wrestler, The Rock, has done, and that's walk out as champion. But, yeah, I think that, you know, Seth Rollins walking out was also a major moment. Would be, you know, the most recent WrestleMania moment since the Daniel Bryan winning at WrestleMania the year before that. But, yeah, this year's WrestleMania was predictable. They had good matches, but all the endings were predictable. And, unfortunately, I think it's going to be the same at Money in the Bank tonight.
You know, I think this Money in the Bank, they might switch it up, I think. I think there's going to be a lot of matches where we're expecting people to win, but... There's going to be different endings. You know, I could see it. I could see a lot of unexpected results tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised.
I sure hope so, man. It sure would be awesome. The two matches that have to be shaken up is the title match and the ladder match. Those two have to be predictable. The only way it could be awesome is if Del Rio doesn't win the Money in the Bank again, and if Roman Reigns don't retain the title again, then it'll be interesting. Then you'll see some stuff happening, new stuff happening. Other than that, if those two things happen, it's pretty much going to be a ho-hum, run-of-the-mill pay-per-view event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully New Day can retain, but we'll see about that. But shifting gears quickly about things that need to be changed is both of these teams' offense, the Mets and the Yankees. I mean, the Mets, they blew a 3-0 lead. They lost in extra innings Saturday night to their rival Braves. And the Mets, they've been battling injuries. David Wright has a neck surgery, season-ending neck surgery. Couple that with his stenosis back injury he has, which is going to injure him for the rest of his career. It's a sad state, you know, to be a Mets fan right now, because that's a captain. That's a guy we want, you know, to see finally win a championship. And, you know, because of his injuries and other people being injured on the team, you know, Lagares having a thumb injury and Matt Harvey not pitching the way he's supposed to. I mean, I think he's, what, 3-9 or 4-9? You know, he has the most losses in the National League right now. The Mets have to stay healthy to win the title, to even make it to the playoffs, because right now a lot of stuff is not going their way. You know, they really need a lot of stuff to bounce right. They need to stay healthy and get some timely hits and then go to the Yankees. You know, they won tonight, but, you know, they got a long hill to climb, man. They got to, you know, they want to go back to the playoffs and hoist the title again, first title since 2009. So both teams got to bounce back. What's your thoughts quickly on both teams?
Yeah, the Yankees, they've won 3 games in a row now after losing 4 games in a row. They're back at .500. And Beltran has been killing the ball. You know, Beltran, it feels like this is 2006 again. Beltran, you know, 18 home runs. You know, who would have ever thought Beltran would have this many home runs, you know, before the All-Star break? So he's been definitely helping us. And, yeah, Yankees are back at .500, and tomorrow they go for a 4-game sweep of the Twins. So it's been a great series so far playing these Twins. Definitely has gotten us back on track. So let's see if they keep it up.
Yep, and we'll definitely keep you guys posted what's going on with the Mets and the Yankees next week for the next edition of Sports of the Legend with me, Bose Green Ramo. And of course, that's Macaulay Matthew. Check out this next, you know, the next show next Sunday at midnight, and check out Mac's show, iMac, every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio. I'm William Ramo, he's Macaulay Matthew, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace. And check out Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Should be awesome. Peace, everybody.